You're listening to the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClellan. I'm talking with Sarah Terry Kobo. She's the senior reporter at the Journal Record newspaper. Hey, Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Great to be here, Jacob. Thank you for having me.
Now, I want to talk about a story that Brian Bruce wrote in the Journal Record. It's about the proliferation of microtransit options in Oklahoma City, Stillwater, Norman, and other places. I mean, first, what do we mean by microtransit?
Well, just think smaller than an automobile. Bikes, scooters, really, like little electric motorized scooters.
So Oklahoma City has a couple of different microtransit options right now. There's Spokies, which is a public city-launched bicycle sharing program. And now we have Bird, which is a company that brings shareable electric scooters in communities, often without going through the regular regulatory process. Is Oklahoma City big enough for both of these programs?
I suppose it depends on whom you ask, and the private scooter companies like Bird and Lime certainly think so. And right now, OKC officials say there is room for both options to coexist, but they really want Bird to follow city ordinances. And Bird company representatives, of course, didn't get a permit to first park those little scooters on a public right-of-way like a sidewalk.
You know, that really seems to kind of be a common theme with Bird. Like they drop into a town without getting approval first. In addition to Bird scooters in Oklahoma City and Norman, they're also now in Stillwater. What was the reaction of officials in Stillwater?
Well, Mayor Will Joyce seemed less than pleased when he tweeted about it. He mentioned that in his tweet. He is skeptical that the company's disruptive business model could work and be in line with Stillwater's ordinances, so City Council will be looking at that this week.
What about in Tulsa? What microtransit programs are available there?
So Tulsa has a bike share program a bit similar to Spokies in OKC, but this one is a private group funded by a few partners. It is called This Machine, alluding to that phrase that, you know, folk musician Woody Guthrie had on his guitar, "This Machine Kills Fascists." I got to see the bikes this weekend. They're pretty cool, actually. They have their own little locks built right into the frame, and there's 25 of them. They are downtown and along Route 66 or 11th Street in town, all the way to University of Tulsa campus. Just scan your card on a card reader on top, and it unlocks.
So overall, what do transportation officials think are the benefits of these types of microtransit programs?
Well, big picture, people like the idea of more options aside from cars and trucks with just one person in them. So it's nice for short trips and can help avoid some of the congestion in those highly trafficked areas. And you've got health organizations and clean air groups sponsoring these bikes in Tulsa to encourage people to think a little bit differently about mobility.
Is this an industry where we can expect to see growth in the future?
Yes, absolutely. OKC officials say they have already heard from two other microtransit companies who want to enter the area, but they're talking to city staff first.
Sarah Terry Kobo is the Journal Record senior reporter. Sarah, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.